because you can handle the truth.
Okay, yeah, what they did is they added two new districts in Florida, and the way they gerrymandered it, this district that when I moved to Lake County in 1998, it was Congressional District 5. This year now it's been changed. I haven't moved, but now District 5 is no longer where it was when I moved to Claremont. It is now where I live, has become District 10, but I'm sticking with running in District 5, as I said, because I'm about, you know, raising awareness about a lot of issues, and number one is that we the people, we have rights that we have not yet seized. And I keep going back to the Declaration of Independence. I mean, I hold those truths to be self-evident. All people are equal. We're all endowed there's one God, one Creator, with certain unalienable rights, meaning God-given rights. And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. So we have been given this in the first paragraph of our Declaration of Independence. It's our right. This government, I don't think this government is constructive of our rights. I think our rights are being taken away from us all over the place. And go back 45 years ago to the Liberty. I mean, what about the rights there of those men that were told to shut up or, you know, you'll be court-martialed or worse, whatever? You know, I keep going back to that because to me that's where our foreign policy really took the turn it took. And Christian Zionism had infiltrated the White House. LBJ was a Christian Zionist. And that's another whole topic I think we really should get into because there's nothing about Christ that would, you know, would be, Christ would not be a Zionist, first of all. And Jesus was never Christian. That term was not even coined until three decades after he lived. People who followed Jesus in those early years were called members of the way he taught, the Sermon on the Mount. And, you know, those are our marching orders. If we say we're a Christian, we're supposed to be doing that Sermon on the Mount. That's our manifesto. And I like to always quote Dorothy Day, and that's a whole other topic there. Do you know who Dorothy Day is, Ron?
I don't, no.
Okay,
don't.
Well, this is, I saved my website, wearewideawake.org. It's my internet newspaper. It's free. I don't have any ads. Dorothy Day, in the 20th century, established the Catholic Worker newspaper, A Voice for the Voiceless. It's still a penny a paper to this day. But she was a Christian anarchist and very outspoken against war, nuclear weapons, and been a real role model of mine. And, you know, I could say she's the patron saint of my website, and that I'm on a mission from God, that everything I do, it comes from my personal relationship with Jesus. And I just feel like this run for U.S. House of Representatives, if I get nowhere other than bringing the Liberty story to the media, which is my plan of attack, so to speak. Oh, and there's the music again. Well, we'll get to that when we get back from break.
We'll come back on the other side, guys. Yes, I got a couple other questions for you, too.
Too late for Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. or call 908-691-2608 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of a serenity.
So, Eileen, if you'll just go ahead with what you were talking about there. We do have a caller, but we'll wait until you finish what you've got to say here, and then we'll bring the caller up.
I think where I was heading is what's happening in the Republican National Convention is happening in Tampa the end of the month, and I will be making my presence known. Starting off there at the Ron Paul, speaking at the Sundome on that Sunday, and I will be there as media, and I will be having my, USS Liberty cap on. So I'm hoping to get a couple of questions to, Ron Paul, and we'll see. So let's hear from whoever called in.
Okay, so let's bring James up from LA.
Oh, get him off.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that was quick. Well, I did have a couple of things I'd like to talk about, Eileen. But really, do you have anything more to say about the convention? I mean, I don't want to cut into your time here. I want to hear what you've got to say about it. I guess you kind of pulled it up there on it.
I'm sorry, Ron. I'm missing. What were you asking here?
Oh, the Republican National Convention. Being James dropped out, was there any more you had to say about that? I mean, we know it's upcoming.
Yes, well, what I'm doing is, well, let me get back to David Rovix, because he's got some concerts going, and they begin on Friday, August 24th in Gainesville, and Gainesville is a part of my district that I am now running for U.S. House of Representatives. So I'm also going up to meet my constituents, as well as trying to get a staff together and get them to come down for the events happening in Tampa. And David will be back there on Saturday in Tampa. There's the Food Not Bombs World Gathering. And then Sunday, he heads off to St. Pete, but I will be at the Sundome because that's when Ron Paul will be speaking. And the rest of the week, Monday and Tuesday, we'll be back on the streets doing whatever we can do to engage with the public and the media during the convention. And I am bringing media packets with me. You know me, so you know that I'm writing my fourth book, which has got a lot of liberty information in it. Articles and I also want to thank again Ernie Gallo for sending me the paper copies of it must have been a dozen or more of the Liberty Vets survivors who wrote him about their experience. I definitely want to get that documented. So that'll be in my book. And my third book, if you know, my third book title is Beyond Nuclear, Mordecai Vanunu's Freedom of Speech Trial and My Life as a Muckraker, 2005-2012. So I'm in process of writing my fourth book, which is Vanunu Waits for Liberty, and there's a lot about the USS Liberty, but it's my life as a candidate of conscience for U.S. House 2012. And if the best I can do is just raise some conscience and awareness, get the younger generation to be more involved, and that's why I'm looking really forward to Gainesville and meeting them there, and heading down to Tampa. And as I said, I will have media packets to bring to the media. My poster, my campaign poster, is my photo of me and Helen Thomas. I know your audience must remember Miss Helen Thomas, White House correspondent for, I don't know, just decades. And her first and last question to President Obama was regarding nuclear weapons in the Middle East. And Obama responded where he did not want to speculate, and of course there's no need, because we know from Mordecai Vanunu that Israel had manufactured upward of 200 nuclear warheads in 1986. And that's a whole other story. Vanunu's still waiting for his liberty, his right to leave Israel, and fade into the world. And Israel just keeps delaying that justice. And of course, we know why, is because it just shines a light on America's collusion in Israel's policy of nuclear ambiguity, which is just the PC way of saying deceptions. That's what it is. It's a deception. And this is what I say is endangering this homeland, is our foreign policy. And everybody in the world knows Israel's a nuclear power, but nobody in America talks about that. It's all Iran, and, Ron, I mean, doesn't it drive you nuts?
Yeah, I've heard enough of it. I really have. I want to, it's almost the point of, that was disgusting. They're just beating a dead horse as far as I'm concerned. I got a couple of questions I'd like to throw at you. I hope I haven't, I don't want to interrupt anything you wanted to say about Vanunu, the Republican convention, but I do have a couple of quotes that I'd like to just kind of throw at you and get your thoughts on them.
Okay.
The first man who I think would look at you and say, what a woman, would be former Secretary Dean Rusk. He wrote a book, As I Saw It. On page 388 of that book, he says, and I quote, "But I was never satisfied with the Israeli explanation Their sustained attack to disable and sink Liberty precluded an assault by accident or by some trigger-happy local commander. Through diplomatic channels, we refuse to accept their explanations. I didn't believe them then, and I don't believe them now, to this day. The attack was outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Comments.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's outrageous is that we still don't have the American people even aware of it. And that, to me, is so paramount, is we've got to go back and know our history. That's why I want to see a USS Liberty Remembrance Day, because, well, what are we remembering? Well, let's learn the history so we will remember to remember, and this is what we have to look at. We have been it's as bad as it did not support the troops in 1967, it makes a mockery in a way of saying we're supporting the troops now, because how can you support the troops unless you listen to the troops? The troops on the Liberty were never listened to. They were never allowed to speak openly and get it out there on the congressional record and have Americans understand what really happened there. It's just paramount for our foreign policy that we get to that issue. And I say LBJ didn't just fail the troops because he didn't want to embarrass an ally. He knew, he had to have known Israel had weapons of mass destruction, was a nuclear power. He had to have known. What Venuto told me is that JFK tried to get Ben Gurion to open up the Dimona and, you know, admit, you know, the truth. And, you know, Ben Gurion said, oh, no, you know, the reactor is only for peace. And then when LBJ became president, and this is everything Benigno was told me, when LBJ was president, he would send two senators every year to investigate, but before the senators would get there, the Israelis would board up the stairwells and the elevators. So they never knew that there were seven stories underground. They only saw the top floor. But surely, you know, he was not a stupid man, and, you know, our State Department has reams of documentation, so I'm pretty sure he had to have known it was just a charade. And then when Nixon became president, Venuto said, he decided, oh, well, I'll quit sending these senators and just, you know, just ignore the situation. And as a result, Israel upped production, and when Venuto was there last, and I think it was late 1985, when he was there last, Israel had started working on thermonuclear capabilities, and they had already manufactured upward of 200 nuclear warheads, and who knows what they've got now? Nobody, because nobody's allowed in there.
Are you aware, did you happen to listen to the show that when we had former Senator Adlai Stevenson on?
No, I didn't hear that show.
Okay, well, he point blank said that since he was the man that was the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, it was up to him to see, to try to get congressional investigation going on this, on the attack. He literally said right on our show that there was nobody interested. It never happened. And, and that, of course, that show is still in the archives, and the senator is getting up there in years, so I'm not going to bother him anymore. But he said that on our show, and if you ever had the time, you might go into the archives and listen to that show. I think you'd be quite impressed by the man that when he came on and talked to us. On the 20 June 1989, a man you'll probably remember, Admiral Thomas H. Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, wrote me this letter. Dear Arnold, thank you very much for the news clipping covering the ceremony at the dedication of the Liberty Memorial Library in Grafton, Wisconsin. As you say, we may be making some progress, but at the very least, we must not permit the country to forget our shipmates who were so wantonly killed aboard the USS Liberty. And there's that music again. We'll come back on the other side.
Okay.
I'll hear bomb again. I'll hear the bomb.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I guess you heard the comment by Admiral Moore from the letter he wrote to me several years back. Would you have a comment on that at all? James is back on the line again, so do you have a comment on what Admiral Moore might have said there, or what he did say?
I'm sorry, Ron. I don't have a comment, but please let's go to the caller.
Okay, sure. We'll just go to the caller. James, come on up.
You're doing a heck of a job hosting today. Excellent job, actually. You know, I still don't understand why RBN hasn't put up that show that you and I did when we guest hosted for Phil, the interview with Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, Colin Powell's assistant. That was a great show, and I keep getting people emailing me saying that they would actually pay to subscribe to the RBN archive, but they won't because that show's not up. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe RBN can get that in gear if at their earliest convenience and put it up for June 29th under the Studio A archive at the RBN archive. Anyway, it's so nice to have Eileen on the show, too. She's been a supporter of the Liberty Cause for a long time, and she and I have been in touch for a long time as well. And she was, you know, supported me in terms of what I did with McCain in San Diego when I confronted him about the cover-up with the USS Liberty. And I think it was really interesting the response I got from the editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune newspaper. and I'd like to read that on air in a minute. But I also wanted to bring up the excellent work that Eileen has been doing with Mordecai Vanunu, and what are the chances of maybe getting him on Your Voice Counts from his prison cell in Israel? I don't know if that would
no,
be that one.
No, he's not in prison. He was freed from prison, but he's not allowed to leave, and he's not interested in doing any radio shows. He just wants to leave. That's what
yeah.
he wants. He's waiting for that.
Is he still, what, is he under house arrest or something in Israel?
Well, I mean, he's monitored, but, you know, he's free to walk, you know, anywhere he wants to in Israel when he's back in East Jerusalem. But, you know, they monitor him. They listen to his emails, you know, his telephone. You know, they've got Palestinian spies that follow him around. You know, he's got no private life. So
Eileen, you know what was interesting with that? I'm so glad you brought that up about his emails. I read something. I don't know if it was from you or maybe it was an email I received from you. That how Hotmail, you know how Hotmail, the email service, of course, had been bought by Microsoft. And during his trial, Israel just mentioned the word espionage, quote-unquote, and Microsoft, without even looking into the allegation against Vanunu, turned over all his Hotmail email records.
Right. The way it happened was, though, that the Israeli alluded to Microsoft that they were, if they were to help them by turning over Vanunu's Hotmail account, they would be helping in a case of espionage, even though Vanunu was not charged with espionage. And this happened after the 18 years in jail. This happened, when they let Vanunu out in 2004. Or under severe restrictions, not allowed to have a computer or a cell phone, or, you know, it's insane. He's got his own YouTube channel. He's got, you know, it's insane. He's got his own website. But one of the restrictions was he was not allowed to have access to, you know, email or the internet. And, of course, you know, this is intrinsic, you know, to your right as a human being to have, you know, communication. No government is allowed to, you know, stop that. But yet they try, they do. So they alluded to Microsoft that they were helping in an espionage case. But what they were doing was gathering information against Vanunu, because when they let him out in 2004, they told him, you're not allowed to speak to foreigners. They specifically were meaning, of course, foreign journalists, but it was just the blanket restriction, no foreigners. He can speak to Hebrew media, but he doesn't want to speak to Hebrew media. But a foreign reporter could give a Israeli reporter all the questions and sit there in the same room, and the Israeli reporter could ask the questions, and, you know, that would be okay with Israel. That's how convoluted their illogic is. That would be okay, but to allow Vanunu to speak to foreigners, that was verboten. So what they were doing was going through his, you know, emails to find out who he's talking to, and they know who he's talking to. They know everything.
Of course. Eileen, you know, another interesting thing about that, too, is that at my ushijack.com website, I put a post up there a couple weeks ago. I think it might be on the first page or the second page. And no mention in our media of how Netanyahu has been implicated in smuggling nuclear material to Israel. At least that's what I got from the headline of the piece. I haven't had a chance to read the entire piece, and I just got back online with a new modem recently, so I've kind of been out of touch a little bit. But that article is there, and isn't that just incredible to you? Here we hear this warmongering for Israel against Iran, pushed forward by the AIPAC, you know, neocon Israel lobby, and no mention of Netanyahu smuggling nuclear material, I believe, from the U.S.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then you had Obama giving the Freedom Award to Perez, and Perez is the daddy of the Dimona. I mean, he's the whole reason that Dimona exists. He's the daddy of it. So, yeah, we live Orwell's nightmare is what's happening.
I think you're going to have to hold that thought there, Eileen.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, as we listen to the voice of the fine voice of Cap, we'd like you, James, and Eileen both to go ahead and continue on with your discussion.
And, sure, Ron. Ron, thanks for giving us the opportunity to discuss this too, because Eileen made a very interesting point in response about Netanyahu. I think it's such a blatant double standard we have here when Israel didn't sign the NPT treaty, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and of course that was probably via the influence of the Israel lobby and the U.S. Congress that got them out of signing that treaty, and here we have Iran. Which signed the treaty, and there's no credible evidence that they've even violated it. Yet the Israel lobby, like I said, AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, and the neoconservatives and other pro-Israel lobby entities are pushing hard for sanctions and such, pushing the situation to the brink of war. And yet, here we are, the same Israel lobby it's been encouraging what's been happening in Syria, and that situation seems to be on the brink of imploding as well. And it's all in accordance with the, Israeli Likudnik Oded Yunon's policy strategy for the 1980s. That's what the Iraq War was based on, the clean break agenda. The good friend Stephen Snagoski, who's been on Your Voice Counts, quite a few times, elaborates about this in his The Transparent Cabal book. Yet, you know, our Zionist influence controlled U.S. media doesn't mention this at all and just pushes the pro-Israel line. And as Eileen had mentioned, prior, Ron Paul is the only one who's standing up to this. And of course, he gets no media attention hardly. I've done various interviews on Press TV and Russia Today, and I've, of course, mentioned him. And, you can Google James Morris Press TV and James Morris Russia Today to find those if interested further. But, he just gets no mention at all in our mainstream media. It's just the Zionist line that's being pushed. And another, Israel First stooge, Romney, is being put up against another Israel First stooge, Obama. And we're just caught here, being some of the few that are in the know as to the agenda, and the American sheeple are just duped again, But another thing Eileen had mentioned, which is very interesting too, is Helen Thomas. I had actually been in touch with Helen Thomas. We had helped arrange a Press TV interview for her with friend Susan Medaris had actually done an interview with Alan Sobrowski as well on Press TV for her the autograph show. And anyway, Helen Thomas had told me in private conversations that everyone in Washington knows who runs the show there. They're just too afraid to say it. She said they're either afraid of being called an anti-Semite or a Nazi. And, that goes back to the YouTube that my friend Tom Murphy had made for his representativepress.org channel, The Zionist Trick. You basically assert anti-Semitism against somebody to suppress any criticism of Israel. And that's what we're facing in America. And the tragic thing about it is we seem to be heading for an even wider war in the Middle East. And if Russia and China get involved, it could become the next world war if we go into Syria and Iran. And, we have John McCain, if you look at his Twitter feed, sitting there pushing intervention in Syria while U.S. cities, states, and counties are going broke. I mean, this guy should be in the Knesset rather than in the U.S. Congress. I mean, that guy's just an utter traitor. And with that, I want to get Eileen's response, and then I'll read that Union Tribune editor's response about my confrontation with McCain.
I'm going to let you get to that a little quicker. My article on this topic, I published July 30th at wearewideawake.org, and it's Message to Mitt, courtesy of CIA, FBI, Bibi's nephew, and this candidate for U.S. House, because the information is out there. We've got the CIA declassified and FBI documents here, just nailing constantly, this special relationship. It's got to end.
It really does. It's exactly what George Washington warned against in his farewell address.
That's
passionate
right.
Attachments to foreign countries,
Right. I know it.
And another friend who's a supporter of the Liberty cause, she's got an excellent website. It's about the Liberty, and at the very bottom there, it has a link to Washington's farewell address, and it's easy to find. The show's archived, so I can just give the link. AstandForJustice.org. And like I said, go to that website, AstandForJustice.org. Scroll down to the bottom and look at what Washington warned us of.
Well, I've got it right here on my left margin. Observe good faith and justice towards all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all, and passionate attachments for others should be excluded, and that in place of them, just and amicable feelings towards all should be cultivated. The nation which indulges towards another a habitual hatred or a habitual fondness is in some degrees a slave. A passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils. That's George Washington, and I believe the scriptures are the love of money is the root of all evil, and here we've got the deepest pockets buying the most democracy, and the universally understood definition of insanity, I'm sorry, those are my dogs, sorry, is to persist in the same behavior, expecting a different outcome. And I say the more we just keep pressing that lever, Democrat-Republican, man, we're just insane. We've got to get in there and alter or abolish this government that's not in our self-interests.
Couldn't say it any better than that. And
yeah,
I think an example of what's going on with this is look at this Jewish Likudnik neocon who's good friends with Bibi Netanyahu, Sheldon Adelson, and he's already pledged $100 million to buy Mitt Romney into the White House for Bibi Netanyahu. And we saw what Mitt Romney disgracefully did in Israel in his recent trip. And of course the media doesn't focus on that. It focuses on what Michelle Bachmann, the neocon Israel first year, doesn't seem to care about Israel murdering Americans on the USS Liberty. They focus on her and the quote-unquote Muslim Brotherhood infiltration of our government, when the real culprit is Zionist neocon AIPAC infiltration of our government, which is pushing us into these unnecessary wars, which are resulting in the deaths of thousands of Americans and bankrupting us.
Can I interject a thought here?
Sure.
Just had a professor speak to me not too long ago, and I've heard you both say twice tonight that this can't go on. She asked me a very profound question. Now I'm going to ask it to you. She said, how long do you think this can go on? And I had no answer for that. Do either one of you have an answer for that?
I'll let Irene go first on that, Ron.
I say it's this year. It's now or never. We're either going to wake up and, you know, do it because, you say the media. Well, we got to just quit being, thinking of them as the media. We are the media. We've got the Internet. While the Internet is live, it's open to us. We just have to keep hammering it away. And when I'm heading down to the Republican National Convention as media with my media packets, which we'll have about the Liberty and the occupation and some of the news stuff in there, and I'm going to, whoever I can get to take it, video it, stick it on the YouTube, stick it on your Facebook, just get it out there. What's the media's reaction when they are presented, here's this material, you know, this great material from If Americans Knew, you know, all that Liberty information that, you know, oh, plus DVDs. I mean, I'm just going to come equipped with the info, and how are they going to get away with ignoring it if enough people just get those little blurbs like James, you know, when that thing went viral, that when McCain, you know, said the jerk word. I mean, you know, it's little things like that. We just got to keep hammering it away.
I agree, Irene. I completely agree, and to answer Ron's question, I think this is the year, Ron. I really do, and just a quick note, that McCain video, you can do a search at Google or Yahoo for McCain confronted or McCain heckler, and it's all over the web, as
right.
Ryan just mentioned, with, you know, thousands of views and all that, and friend Tom Murphy of RepresentativePress.org that I mentioned prior, he made that excellent YouTube that had Phil and I commenting on it, and that's at tinyurl.com/McCain confronted, and I think that's at 17,000 views already. I mean, that's nothing compared to the Internet, but it's better than nothing, you know?
That's right. And I don't even know, once you embed it, because I embedded it on my Liberty link, and I don't know if those ever registered when people embed it in different, you know, on a different site, if it's ever registered. So
They should, Irene. They should embed, but, you know, there's been some suspicious things going on with Facebook, with third-party censorship, another Liberty supporter noticed that you know, if you post a comment on a Facebook page and you don't have a friend, people that aren't friends sometimes don't see it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very sly of Facebook to do that, and that's just another form of censorship. But I just want to get back to Ron's question because I think it's a very relevant one. I mean, Ron, we're $16 trillion in debt, okay? We have an Israel lobby here that's pushing us to the brink of what could be the next world war.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're, as Ron Paul has been saying so accurately, we're either going to financially implode, mm-hmm. or we're going to, because we just can't sustain it. No country in history has ever been able to print its way out of, you know, debt. Okay, you just can't keep on printing more money without the whole system coming down in a big crash. I think in the next few months we'll see what happens in Europe. I think Greece is on the verge of imploding, and if that happens, that's obviously going to affect us. So, you know, what better way in history to divert from that kind of thing than having a war, which could become a world war? And that's what I'm very worried about. That's what keeps me up at night, trying to prevent that. And, Irene, unless we do what you just suggested, getting the word out on the YouTube while we still have it and the Internet and all that, the media is not going to touch it. I mean, look what happened when I got in touch with the executive office of 60 Minutes several years ago, trying to get them to do a segment on the Mir Sharon Walt book, you know, the Israel lobby and U.S. foreign policy, right?
Right.
And they were, John Mearsheimer was a friend, right? And they were very concerned about the Israel lobby getting us into a war back then with Iran. And what was so incredible about that is 60 Minutes executive office tried to ignore me, and then finally they came back with a response and said, we're not going to cover that. Mm-hmm. Now tell me, why wouldn't they cover a book that was a bestseller that talked about how not only how the Israel lobby got us into Iraq, but is pushing to get us into Iran?
Yeah.
And why wouldn't they do that, Irene? There's obviously a concerted effort in our media to keep the truth of the agenda away from Americans.
I know, but it's the same. It's the same response from what I sent 60 Minutes, a copy of my 30 Minutes with Vanunu DVD. You know, it's on the YouTube, and I sent a bunch of them to the media. You know, I mean, here's 30 Minutes with Vanunu talking about, you know, it was taped just a couple weeks after his freedom of speech trial began. And basically what I did is I went through the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, upon which Israel's very statehood, the establishment of Israel's statehood, was contingent upon them upholding the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And as a member state, America is obligated to hold all other member states to that Declaration of Human Rights. And it's quite blatant there. You can just go down it, bam, 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 what Israel does not uphold. So why, I mean, I don't get, why aren't we talking about this? And would Jeff Halper, Professor Jeff Halper, coordinator and co-founder of Israel Committee Against House Demolitions, told me is that when the leaders signed on to that Universal Declaration of Human Rights, they never imagined the people holding them to it. So it's all about people power. It's all about us getting up off our ass instead of just complaining about it, get in their face and do something about it. So I'm really looking forward to this Ron Paul contingent that's going to be there, and because that's a message that it's up to us, we the people, to force the media to report it. And as you say, yeah, there's interests aligned against us to censor it, but they can't censor the truth. Just like what Israel and America hopes, all the liberty vets will die out in the story with them. It's impossible. There's been too many books written about it. There's just too much information out there. History, you know, will remember, you know, the failures of those who, you know, should have been held accountable. That's, I think, our mission to these guys, is make sure those who are still alive that had accountability in that don't get out of not being embarrassed publicly by it. If that's the best we can do there, I say that's worth it, because they should not be able to just negate what their culpability in this.
Irene, I completely agree. Ron, listen, I got a response for Irene on that. Do you want to weigh in before I respond to her?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's another example, Irene. An excellent film that has just been released a couple months ago. It's titled Valentino's Ghost. Okay, you can go to it at the website, www.valentinosghost.com. Here's an example of Zionist influence at PBS as well, public broadcasting.
Mm.
That film is going to make its debut airing next month. That's the latest I heard from the producer when I spoke with him a couple weeks ago. Now, my exchange with Lee Hamilton from the 9/11 Commission when I was in D.C. 7 years ago or so. That's on the Internet as well. You can just Google 9/11 Motive or 9/11 Motivation, whatever. And it's at tinyurl.com/9/11Motivation. That exchange was taken from Tom Murphy's RepresentativePress.org URL and his YouTube channel, Representative Press. And it was included in that Valentino's Ghost film. Well, all of a sudden, the producer, Michael Singh, hears back from PBS, and they're saying, we don't want your parts about AIPAC and that exchange with Lee Hamilton that Mr. Morris had included in the film when we air it next month.
Mm.
And Michael and I talked about it, and I said, well, it's got to be the Jewish donors at PBS and the Jewish foundations over there. And so he said he thought so, too, and he brought that up to PBS, and his contact there said, I don't want to discuss that.
Mm.
But do you see it now? To be fair, it's not all Jews. I mean, you just had mentioned Jeff Halper. He would make an excellent guest on Your Voice Counts if you could help work that out. Because I've got his email too, but if you're in touch with him or somebody is in touch with him, I think he'd make a wonderful guest on Your Voice Counts, because he's been speaking out against the Israeli illegal settlement building in the West Bank for quite some time. And is he an American or is he Israeli? I think he's an Israeli who lives there, isn't he?
He was born in Hibbing, Minnesota, but yes, he moved during the Vietnam era. He moved to Jerusalem, and he told me when before he left, he told his grandma he was moving to Israel, and she told him that's not a place for a nice Jewish boy. He is a great speaker. He travels to America quite frequently. All I can do is just send him.
If he's got Skype or something, RBN's great with hooking up on Skype. If Phil and Kat and Ron want to have him on, and I'm sure it could be worked out.
Contacting him through his Facebook is my
favorite. That's a good idea. Irene, you know another thing I wanted to ask you about, because you've been doing such excellent work with Benigno, interviewing him and all that.
I think that music's coming on, Jay.
Okay,
James,
sure.
Can you hold it just a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, we're getting to the end of the show.
Okay.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard.
Go ahead, James. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay,
left,
I'll be quick.
Yeah.
I'll be quick, and I want to definitely.
Yeah, I do need a few minutes to myself. Just
oh, no worries. Let me just read this email quickly that I received from the editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune in response to why the writer that Phil Turney and I were in touch with, right after I confronted the John McCain Memorial Day on May 28th earlier this year, of course. And we told him what I had conveyed to McCain, what I'd asked about his association and his Admiral Father's association with the USS Liberty cover-up, and he made no mention in the paper. The writer was Christopher Cadalgo, and yet the UK Daily Mail, thousands of miles away in a foreign country, made mention and even included my name. Not that that was an important part. The important part was a mention of what I'd asked. I was just a messenger. But anyway, this is the reply I got from Mr. Jeff White, and if anybody would like to email him, they can email him at jeff.light, L-I-G-H-T, at utsandiego.com. And I'm going to read you his response, because I was asking him why his writer, Christopher Cadalgo, again, who Phil Turney and I were in touch with before he filed his piece, did not mention what I had asked John McCain that day. Here's his response. Hi, James. I'm sorry that no one got back to you. I spoke to Chris, that's Chris Cadalgo, who wrote the Union Tribune piece. I spoke to Chris, and he told me that he thought McCain's response to the interruption of the Memorial Day ceremonies and the support he received from the crowd was worth a short note, but no more. I think your cause is an interesting one, but I don't necessarily agree that it is a shortcoming in our journalism that we decided not to give you a platform simply because you managed to break the decorum at a public event. These sorts of stunts are fairly common. I think the only thing that made this one notable, if it was notable at all, was the laugh McCain got out of the crowd at your expense. Now, isn't that an incredible response? The only expense there is the USS Liberty crew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
absolutely.
Please, any of your listeners, email this guy. Again, he's the editor of the San Diego Union Tribune newspaper, jeff.light at utsandiego.com. And on that, let me make one final note. There's a tie between the excellent work that Irene has done with Mordecai Vanunu and the Liberty. The Dead in the Water documentary that you can find online, the BBC Dead in the Water production, and of course Dick Thompson, a mutual friend of Ron and I and Phil Turney and others, produced that, put like $1 million of his own money into it. Peter Hunan was involved with that documentary. He wrote and produced it for the BBC. But he was also the Sunday Times writer who broke the story on Vanunu when he got honey-trapped by the American Jewish woman who I believe is living in Orlando, Florida now. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I know Ron wants to make some closing comments, and Irene as well. Very good to be on the show. Good talking to you both, and I'll give you the floor.
Thank you. Thank you. Eileen, I thank you so much for coming on tonight. The thing I wanted to say before we leave here tonight is, very simply, this show has had a former ambassador, former senators, former congressmen, CIA operatives, former Senator Adlai Stevenson on it. I defy anybody to say anything about the credibility of this program. It's factual. It's the truth as we know it. And Eileen, I just want to let you leave this, close this with a few words, and please, if you would.
Well, I'll just pick up back on the Vanunu thing, because another reason I'm running for U.S. House of Representatives there is to remind Congress that in 1999, 36 representatives signed a letter to President Clinton calling for Vanunu's release from prison because they believed we have a duty to stand up for men and women like Vanunu who articulate a brighter promise for the future. Okay, that's it. Good night.
Yeah,
Thank you.
That's it. Good night, my dear.
Thank you.
Good night to all. God bless this country.
Thank you, Ron, for having me on.
Good night.